Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Law enforcement officials have turned the Petrolia firehouse into a command post as the manhunt for wanted murder suspect Shane Miller continues. Miller is suspected of murdering his 34-year-old wife, Sandy Miller, and the couple's two children, 8-year-old Shelby and 4-year-old Shasta, whose bodies were found earlier this week at their residence in Shingletown in Shasta County. Miller, who's a Humboldt County native, apparently made his way back to the Mattole River area. His pickup truck was found abandoned on Wednesday, and officers from local, state, and federal agencies are working on the search. Miller is considered armed and dangerous, and is an adult white male, 5'10", 200 pounds, who may have access to a large cache of weapons. Anyone who has information is asked to contact authorities. The Eureka Police Department Traffic Section is looking for witnesses to the fatal traffic collision that occurred last Wednesday at the intersection of Booner and S Streets in Eureka. Investigators have not located any witnesses to the actual collision. Anyone who may have seen the collision or may have traveled through the intersection in the moments prior are encouraged to call the traffic division at the EPD. Humboldt State University senior Victoria Mungia is the recipient of the $3,000 William Randolph Hearst CSU Trustees Award for Outstanding Achievement in 2013. Mungia is a Los Angeles native who will graduate this month with a history degree. She is a volunteer tutor and mentor at Eureka High School and an intern on a Redwood National Park History Archive project for the community of Orrick. President Roland Richmond said in a statement, and I quote, "She richly deserves the Hearst CSU Award, bringing distinction both to herself and Humboldt State," end quote. In other Humboldt State news, the university has received a silver rating in the Sustainability Tracking Assessment and Rating System, or STARS, placing them among the nation's leaders in sustainability. This is the first time the school has conducted a STARS analysis, and HSU's Office of Sustainability led a year-long effort to develop and collect data for the comprehensive self-assessment. The strong rating reflects the university's long-standing commitment to both environmental and social responsibility, concepts that are key to sustainability. College of the Redwoods will hold its graduation ceremony on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock in the campus gym. 422 graduates will receive their degrees and/or certificates, including 55 students from CR's nursing program. A separate pinning ceremony for the nurses program will be held at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. CR President Kathy Smith said in a statement, and I quote, "Commencement is the pinnacle of the year for College of the Redwoods. It is a day to celebrate our students' accomplishments. It is a special day for our graduates, their families, and friends. It is also a highly rewarding day for our faculty, staff, managers, and administrators," end quote. You can watch the events live online at the school's website or on cable access television channel 8. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. On Saturday, the Humboldt County community is invited to attend An Evening with Betty, a fundraising event hosted by homeless advocate Betty Chin. The fundraiser benefits the Betty Quan Chin Foundation with the goal of opening a day center in Old Town Eureka to serve the homeless. Chin commented on Talk Shop on Thursday about the importance of establishing the day center.
But important to me, I see at least we can lift up somebody off the street. And I cannot do it. I don't have that skill. But right now, I myself like a homeless myself. I had no office, no. Every time, every friend, people want to talk to me, I go to there, or so I run out of my time.
Chin went on to describe her dream of bringing the homeless off of the streets.
You know, I stuck in for the last 30 years, and then because every day I see them out there, I see them, and then I just had nowhere I can do it. And then I made myself a promise someday I can bend them off the street.
The fundraiser begins at 6 p.m. in the St. Bernard's High School gym. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.